Welcome to Pert 11 of Scotland's Ain Kingly Hooses. In this pert, we learn about the first twa Stuart kings, baith cried Robert, and their fikey family and kin. Hoose of the Stuart, Robert II, King Bleary, 1371 to 1390. Robert's father, Sir Walter the Heich Stuart, had married on Robert's mither, Princess Mergery, in 1315. Mergery was the daughter of King Robert I the Bruce and Isabella Mar. Robert the Stuart was born at Paisley on 3rd of March, 1316. But the following year, Mergery took a fall for her horse and died, while her man, Sir Walter, died in 1327 when Robert was 11. The stooshy ow of the croon gat the Scots grew. So in 1315, Robert I passed a tailie, an act making his brother Edward Bruce his heir. When Edward was killed in 1318, a new tailie made Robert the Stuart the heir. But after Prince Dovet Bruce was born, Robert was shifted down the line. When he was about 20, Robert met Elizabeth Muir, and the twosome now stayed up together as bidey inns. Elizabeth was ages with Robert, and was a daughter of Sir Adam Muir of Rowallan and Janet Dennison of that ilk. Whether they had honfasted isna clear, but in 1347 they speared at the Pape about a dispensation of marriage. This was granted on 22nd November. Robert and Elizabeth had haen a screed of bairns, but the papal dispensation made their bairns lawfie. Elizabeth died at the fore end of 1355, and Robert married on his second wife, Euphemie Ross, about the 2nd of May the same year. She had been born about 1322 and was the daughter of Hugh Fortell of Ross and Margaret Graham. The Lord Robert was apparent heir to the crown for maist of his days, and the nobles had looked to him as a leader in the dark and drubbly days of the 1330s. And yince again, while King Dovet was a prisoner. But it wasn't until his bairnless uncle died that Robert won at the throne, aged 55. He was crowned at Scone on the 26th of March, 1371. Robert II was blessed, or Aiblins cursed, with mony bairns. He feathered 20 yin bairns altogether. And it wasna lang afore the Headmaist families was sibbed to the Stuarts through sindry marriages. It's weel seen that Robert's court was a Scots-speaking yin. He and his kinred knew heased up the stonin' of the lead. The king was a patron of John Barber, Archdean of Aberdeen, that rate the Bruce in the Scots lead about 1375. Another ken speckled chio, language-wise, was the king's second son, Robert Earl of Fife, and his gidfolk in the Lennox, that gied out charters and other bit scrivens in Scots and a'. Even until Gaelic-speaking erts, the Scots lead was kent and whiles jazed for spelling out rotten Gaelic. In the far north, in Orkney and Shetland, in Aiblins Caithness, Norn was spoken yet. But Scots, a lead sib to Norn, was already kent the length of Orkney, where the Sinclair family, sprung fae Lothian, held the croon of the Causey. A cause of the Balliol Weirs, pert to the merches of Scotland, along with Kern castles, was yet in the hands of Ingall's soldiers, and Robert was wanting nae perts of his kinric back. The king played a canny game, hodding to the official truce, but turning a blind ee to the Danes of the Earls of Douglas and Merch, when they lichted on the merches in 1377, and when a Perth merchant, Andrew Mercer, led a French and Scots fleet to harry the coast at Easter England. Robert was for alliance with France, following her headship in Uitland Matters. For instance, in 1378, the cardinals at Rome fell out and elected twa papes contraire. Une of the twa, Clement the VII, flitted to Avignon in France and was owned as the true pape by Aragon, Castile, France and Naples, and say Scotland jined France. England as the unfreeing of France and Scotland on the Roman Pope Urban the Sixth, along with parts of Germany and Italy. This papal schism, as it was kent, would tear Europe in twa for the next 40 year. When cause for weir came out of England in 1383, Robert renewed the alliance with Charles the Sixth of France. Robert agreed that he wouldn't renew the English truce, but would instead make weir own England. Charles, for his part, hechted New Erma and Goud for the Scots nobles and said he would send 1,000 soldiers. By the dope end of 1384, the king's eldest son, John Earl of Carrick, along with James Earl of Douglas, had o'ergained the court with their weir-like crack. It was well seen King Robert was donut-getting and couldn't carry out his duties, so a council was held that made the king gie maist of his ordinar powers to John of Carrick as lieutenant of the Kinrick. It was, in actual fact, a palace coup. The following year, the Amiral of France, John Vienne, brocht an army to Scotland, along with the Ermer and Goud hechted by King Charles. The French and Scots strack at England first, and when the Ingles invade it, the Scots drive all their beasts out the gate of them. The French couldn't understand the Scots stoning back while the Ingles brunt their hames, making a rare grishach at Embra, Dundee and Perth. But the Scots loched this aff and telt their French guests it was nae bother to fling together new hooses of heather and dub. It was yince the stervin Ingles turnt hame, humphin' baggage and spiles, that the Scots and French bickered them the length of Penrith. And as to the Scots farmers, the pride fae French, used to tacking what they wanted for the landward, fun them ower gallus. The French ended up pining for their meat after 100 of folk was murdered by Scots peasants, and at the hinner end took the scunner and made their war gone to Scotland. At the outpassing of another truce in 1388, James Earl of Douglas and Robert Earl of Fife led a twa-pranged invasion of England. On the night of the 5th of August, Douglas warred the Ingles in a ken-speckle fecht at the Otterburn, but was hissel hurt it to the death. The same year, John of Carrick was sair hurt it with a horse kick, and a general council, called in the December, made his brother Robert Fife lieutenant instead. King Robert took nae part in this or other weir-like matters, but did gie a hearing till ambassadors for France and England in the summer of 1389, while he was at Dunfermline, and agreed that Scotland should be comprehended in a general truce. The king died on the 19th of April 1390 at Dundonald Castle in Ayrshire, and was buried at Scoon Abbey. He was 74 year old. Queen Euphemie had died afore him in 1387. It is said that Robert earned the byname Bleary on account of his aye bleary looking een. Robert III, the Crookit, 1390-1406. Born about 1337 and baptised John, he was a son of Robert II and Elizabeth Muir. In 1367, John married on Annabel Drummond. She was born about 1350 to Sir John Drummond and Mary Montefix, the heiress of Stobe Haw in Perthshire. At the age of about 34 in 1371, John became the apparent heir of Scotland, but by 1384 he was fashed at his old father and made alliance with the Douglas family. A commanding kick for a horse put the hames on his ambition in 1388, and sign he was kent as the Crookit. 2 years after, in 1390, John hurpled to the kingship and was crowned on the 14th of August 1390 at Scone. Acause the Stuarts kidney on that John Balliol had been king, John took the throne name of Robert III to invite the style of John II. Who and ever, it was Crookit Robert's kindred had ourance of the Kinrick, makin' or breakin' pieces they thocht gid. Yin brother, Alessandra Earl of Buchan, led a promiscue life and brunt doon Elgin Heathkirk after the nebby Bishop of Murray had ta'en the part of the Earl's wife. Buchan's use o' caterans, or healing men a weir, as a strang erum, set the heather ablaze. And this brither was justiciar of the north meant to be. Another brither, the canny, politically gleg Robert Earl of Fife, held gone as lieutenant of the Kinrick, gathering mony folk in his ocht. It was he, rather than the king, that e'er took policy in they days. And the brothers hung to the alliance with France, sae lang as England claimed our lordship. In the west, Donal, Lord of the Isles, had become a maister for Chiel, but was sookit in the troubles of the king's brother, the Earl of Buchan, in Murray. Donal's kinsman was the leader's aff of the Redshanks, hired men of weir, both at hame and in Ireland, and the King of England now treated with Donal as a ruler in his ain recht. King Robert and his brothers kidney thole their ploys, and hid the Lord Donal cawed afore Parliament in 1398, and again the following year, where it seems he was pacified. It was in 1398 that the king inbroached the styler Duke to Scotland, making his son Prince Dovet Duke of Rossi, while Robert Earl of Fife was made Duke of Albany. By now, a chiel cried Henry of Lancaster had clocht the croon of England, but King Robert classed him as a usurper. In 1399, Dovet Duke of Rossi had been appointed lieutenant of the Kinrick instead of his uncle Albany, but he was nae politician. Dovet was triced it to the daughter of the Earl of Merch, but Syne, cawed aff, gied her the dunt, and wouldnae pay back her tocher. The Earl of Merch, ane of Scotland's bonniest fechters, gaed rage and offered his allegiance to Henry of England. In 1400, when the Ingles invaded the length of Embra, Rossi steek at his cell ahin the yetts at Embra Castle, while his mither, Queen Annabel, heed at the crack with the invaders. Albany broached up an army, but instead of setting about the Ingles, sat and waited until they turned hame again. Queen Annabel died in the Hearst of 1401 while at Scone, and was buried at Dunfermline. It was new that Albany made moves to coup his nevy for poor. Rossi had proven himself a petit prince, dayless in government or weir. So in January 1402, Albany got Rossi's demission through the council, and had his cell appointed Lieutenant Yince Mayor. As lieutenant, Albany gied his nevy the jail in his ain castle of Falkland, and it was there, under Albany's tentee, that Rossi died no lang after. The council laid nae charges, but it is like Dovet was left to sterve. The court was shed in 12 parties, with the king in Albany for peace with England, but Archibald Earl of Douglas heed it a weir-like party of nobles that didna want peace, getting the way of tacking back Merchlands or Spiles. The weir with England cam to Lochead in 1402, when the Admiral of Scotland got tore into English shipping, but a muckle Scots army, heed it by the Earl of Douglas, laid it down with Spiles and Kai, was bait sair-like at Homildon Hill on 14th September, when the deadly Langbow caused a stramash among the Scots, and they brack and gied backs. Douglas tint an ee and was ta'en prisoner, along with Albany's son, Murdoch. Though the weir didna end, Albany's policy of peace now came to the fore, and there were nae mair campaigns under King Robert. But Albany didna hae the hale court in his ocht, because Henry Sinclair, Earl of Orkney, and Sir Dovet Fleeman became the king's heidmaist councillors in his hindmaist years. Their twa lords now warzled with the party of Albany and the Douglases. King Robert's heir, his 12-year-old son, Prince James, was in the keeping of Fleeman and Sinclair. In February 1406, Fleeman was killed by Sir James Douglas. Apparently, the king was feared for his son and the Ettles at Albany, and decided to send James with Sinclair to France, where James could further his education. A Danskin ship out of Eastland was chartered, but on the 22nd of March, Ingles pirates clocked them off Flamborough Head and sent James to the court of England. The news was broached to King Robert, and he died no lang after, on the 4th of April 1406, at Rossy Castle, Isle of Bute, and was buried at Paisley Abbey. Scrivers has often quoted a line that King Robert appearingly said about himself, that he was the worst of kings and most ill off of men. For a king that couldn't yoke his nobles, and its brothers held his crown in contention, it was a fair but mournful observe.